Californians have been living with a statewide drought emergency for 6 months now, following a January declaration by Governor Jerry Brown. This week, California upped the ante. The State Water Resources Control Board voted yesterday to implement a fine of up to $500 per day for wasting water. That means residents now faced even tighter restrictions on things such as landscaping, car washing, and filling those swimming pools. It's the first time California regulators have imposed such measures on a statewide level. KQED's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow was at the control board's meeting yesterday when they approved the move. Scott joins us now. And Scott, first of all, tell us, why did the board decide unanimously to do this?
Because even though we're 3 years into a very serious drought, Californians have simply not been cutting back on water use. Governor Jerry Brown called for a 20% cut, and new data that came out this week shows that water use has actually gone up this year.
Wow, gone up. Okay, so that possible $500 per day fine could be a pretty powerful prod, but how is this going to play out on the local level? Exactly what are towns and cities across the state, you know, required to do now?
Well, the answer is, going forward, it kind of depends. The board authorized fines of up to $500 for excessive water use. That's, as you mentioned, activity like watering your lawn to the point water is running off into the street, hosing down your sidewalk. But how exactly that works, how aggressive the policing will be, who will be doing it, how much of an initial fine, if any fine, would be given at first, that's going to depend from community to community. And Water Board Chair Felicia Marcus says the state is going out of its way to not tell water districts exactly what to do here.
We're not creating a giant regulatory scheme where we do a lot of mother may I. We're trying to set the bar, raise the floor, to make clear to people that we are in a very serious drought and that everybody should be helping out.
Okay, interesting. So, Scott, I mean, setting the bar, raising the floor, I take your point, but what are you hearing from regular people about this move? They're the ones who could face the fines.
Right. Well, for the most part, the people who spoke at the meeting yesterday were pretty supportive. There was some grumbling from a couple of water districts saying, you know, we've been able to handle this in the past. We're doing a good job this year. You know, buzz off state for the most part. But most officials get that this is a very serious problem. Some individuals did have some concerns about how this could affect them. I talked to one man named Dan Cosgrove, who's got a problem because he runs a pressure washing company, which, of course, uses a ton of water.
Our slogan is your dirt is our gold. We literally clean sidewalks. We clean walls. We clean roofs. We clean hard surfaces. And they're saying, no, you can't clean hard surfaces.
Okay, Scott, so just to be clear, I mean, do these new regulations potentially put someone like Dan Cosgrove, I don't want to say necessarily out of business, but in a very tough situation?
I think so. They did actually come back and tweak that language a little bit to make it clear that what they're talking about here is that person who's out there watering his sidewalk on a daily basis, not somebody who's doing this professionally. But certainly they've made it clear that as the drought continues and we expect it to not end anytime soon, these regulations are going to be increased. And somebody like Mr. Cosgrove has some problems on his hand. He said he's looking at ways to use more recycled water to get around this.
Oh, interesting. And in a couple seconds that we've got, how does this affect municipal water use? You know, firefighters, street cleaning, et cetera.
There's a pretty big loophole in the language. Anything tied to health and public safety is still okay. So for the most part, municipal use falls under that umbrella.
All right. And these regulations go into effect next month?
Yeah, early August, they're thinking. There's like a 10-day waiting window. On or about August 1st is the phrase we're hearing.
Scott Detrow is Sacramento Bureau Chief for KQED. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Well, let's hop over now to one community just northeast of Sacramento, Roseville, California. They've substantially decreased their water usage since Governor Brown called for that 20% statewide reduction. Roseville's Water Conservation Administrator Lisa Brown joins us now on the line. And Lisa, tell us, how's your city doing it?
Luckily, Roseville does meet the requirements that the state board issued. We do have water waste processes. We were concerned with the direction that they were going in regards to the enforcement of water waste, but they did end up allowing flexibility, or at least our city attorney thinks that they've allowed the flexibility where we would be able to continue with our current water waste process, where we would use non-sworn officers to issue our water waste notices. And we already require hose nozzles and no free-flowing hoses, and we also require recirculation systems on pools and spas and ornamental fountains. So were okay with what they've issued. This was unprecedented. I know a lot of other agencies are not, in fact, okay with what they've issued because they don't have these practices in place.
The board said that communities could issue fines to residents up to $500 per day. I mean, would you be doing that in Roseville, or do you have some other means to tell residents to cut back on their water use?
We really hope it would never escalate to that point. We do have the mechanism to do that. We issue several notices, and we offer a WaterWise house call or a business audit with our notices. So if individuals do not know how to correct their problem, then we will offer our services to help them correct it. It is only, however, if they don't remedy the problem and they continue to waste water, where we move to a fining structure, that we would start out at a first citation of $100. And if they don't respond, then we issue a $200 fine. And then if they don't respond to that, we could issue a $500 penalty, but we have never been in that situation to date.
Right. I understand that Roseville has actually been doing pretty well in comparison to the state of California on average because, you know, the Water Board says that it's imposing these new restrictions because the state has actually seen a 1% increase in water consumption since Governor Jerry Brown declared a drought state of emergency back in January. But Roseville's use has actually decreased by 16% over the spring. How did that happen?
Yes, we have been really diligent. We've been directly communicating with our customers. We are fortunate in the sense that we've got a direct visual trigger. Folsom Lake is where we get our primary water supply source, and that lake is dropping, and it's dropping rapidly, and our customers understand that, and they're more receptive to our messaging.
There's also a message on the phone line at your office when residents of Roseville call in, and it has an option if they want to report water wastage. And we've got that voice message now, so let's hear it.
You have reached the City of Roseville Water Conservation Division. If you are calling to report water waste, please note that all reports will be responded to the following business day.
So, Lisa, are these folks who are calling in because they're seeing their neighbors or businesses around the community wasting water? I mean, how many calls do you get and what are people calling about?
Oh, goodness. In June, we saw a 73% increase in our water waste calls. Neighbors are calling on neighbors. Neighbors are definitely calling on city facilities. They're also watching the commercial irrigation customers. So they're really diligent in letting us know. And it's at the point where they feel that they're doing their part and that they're conserving and that their landscapes are suffering. And they want to make sure that everyone else is doing their part, too, so that their efforts are not wasted.
Lisa Brown is the Water Conservation Administrator for the city of Roseville, California. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And drought is a major problem in many parts of the country. So if you're experiencing restrictions on your water use, how are you living with that? And for those listeners in California, what do you think of that up to $500 a day fine for excessive water use? Let us know at hereandnow.org.